You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Zechariah, chapter 4 and verse 6. I read. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." The work of God is accomplished by the Holy Spirit. The work of God is accomplished through man by the Holy Spirit. It is not the exertion of strength or might that gets the work done. Many people experience burnout in ministry because they are basically laboring in the energy of the flesh. The scripture says, "Those who wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength." It is He that works in us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. When a man is in the will of God, it is the Holy Spirit that brings about the accomplishment of the purpose of God that is to be accomplished through that particular life. It is not your strength. When Mary asked the angel, "How shall these things be?" the angel said, "The power of the Most High will overshadow you." It is the Holy Spirit that accomplishes the work of God through our lives today, and we must understand it. It is not stress. God didn't call us into stress for His work. God has not called any man to come and stress himself for the work of God. It is the Holy Spirit that accomplishes, that strengthens and make possible the work of the Lord. But when you look at that passage, he says, "This is what the word of the Lord is to Zerubbabel." Not to everybody. It was very specific to Zerubbabel. What does this tell us? It is not for everybody. It's not everybody that is going to be able to accomplish the purpose of God through the Holy Spirit. It is those who are in the will of God. When you are in God's will, it is the Holy Spirit that will bring about that purpose. Now, why do we exert strength and power? It's because the plan and purpose of God, they are usually beyond us, and it is deliberately so, because God is telling us that it is not you that will accomplish it. So let's not limit God, because what is before us looks like it is stronger than our strength. That is the plan of God, so that you will see that God does not need your strength. If all that God is asking us to do is what we have ability to do, we will be confident in ourselves, we will become proud, and we are likely to touch the glory of God. But God will give a task that we can't by our natural self. In fact, Zerubbabel was to rebuild the temple. That temple that was rebuilt was the temple that Jesus Christ met when he came on earth. So it's not something that by himself he could accomplish. And I want you to look at it. He was to build a temple, and the word of the Lord came that it is not by strength nor by might, but by the Holy Spirit. You will think that a physical thing like that it should not concern the Holy Spirit. You will think the Holy Spirit is just for spiritual activities. No, everything that God wants to accomplish through a man is accomplished by the Holy Spirit through that man. No matter that task, no matter the nature of the assignment, it is by the Holy Spirit. So our prayer should be to learn more on how to depend on the strength and workings of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, you can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.